Off the record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
A replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. What is this behind?
They would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. The Healthy Home Spring Sale is on now at Choices Flooring. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today.
Sure, Ken. Choices Flooring, Healthy Homes Spring Sale is on now at Choices Flooring. Old mate Jace would have been up and about last night about his Tigers.
Well,
what a win
Tigers.
It was too. And you can visit choicesflooring.com.au today, the Healthy Homes Spring Sale. Of course, right around regional Australia too, everywhere the show goes, right around the country. And Pixie, the floor, my friend, is yours.
Well, firstly, before I get to it, a bit of housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Well, I'm copying a bit of grief about some live read I did.
Wasn't good.
When I say it wasn't good, I did it last week and I was told them the script didn't make any sense and now I'm looking like the Dumbo, no, as someone called me.
Great script, Paul.
Who gets on the road more sooner. I mean, I said that at the time it didn't read right. Make me read these things. Go anyway. Right, let's start off with Geraldo. It kicks us off with a little tongue tie area.
In the bigger conversation, will Basher Hawley be a Tiger next year?
He got there in the end. But what we're thinking is we might get him on the Channel 9 crew. These guys know how to put the starter on.
As the club comes clean, Thanasi Kokkinakis,
Celia Bakwan as a Romania, I should say, sorry.
Which did remind us of this little scene from a show called Billy Madison.
With a girl who want
kid
to,
can't even read.
To air
today, Junior.
That scene where he's in the classroom with all those little kids, he's an adult. Just giving it to him.
Oh, geez, he's
got the wrong word here. I think he's looking for malicious.
Clothesline someone on the weekend, but it wasn't like a malice act.
Correct, it wasn't a malice act. It was a malicious act.
Oh, that's very nitpicky.
Oh, well, that's what happens. That's what I do. Sammy Edmund, he's thinking of a bloke that played in my era, man.
And just quickly, Essendon have copped a lot of stick, haven't they, in recent days and weeks. So great news today that Todd Ridley has re-signed that long-term deal, 4 years for the Crichton medalist. So
Todd Ridley, in my age.
He'd have been happy about that.
he'd be still getting a kick at his age. He's doing well. Now, the 3AW newsreaders, I've had a mayor here. This is David Armstrong. All right. Now, Wall Street is one of the most famous streets for a really sad, horrendous murder back in the late 80s, early, I think it was late 80s, actually. But we all know where Wall Street is, except obviously David Armstrong.
The brother of one of the men charged and acquitted over the Wall Street murders in a cowardly ambush in Collingwood.
No, it's Wall Street, David, is in South Yarra. That's where that happened. And this is now, you tell me what they've got wrong here. This is firstly David Armstrong again with this charge.
The outraging public decency stands and reckless conduct endangering death. Both of those charges stand. You mentioned
endangering death or is it endangering life? Emoji confused face. Anyway, not only did David go with it,
nitpicking.
TT did it as well. Tony Tardio.
Face a county court trial on four charges, including conduct endangering death and outrage.
It's endangering life. Right, Dwayne's World.
You do know your legal stuff pretty well. You've been spending
a lot of time. Well, that was sent to me by a very heavy hitting former policeman. So, yeah, I've got a reasonable idea that he's right on that. Dwayne's World was some interesting stuff this week. First, it was Marty with a classic Dr. Turf type setup here with a good thanks without even being asked.
Marty and Milton, you there, Marty?
Dwayne, good thanks, mate. How are you?
Good.
Then he threw to Mark. Now, Mark wasn't quite ready for the throw, unfortunately, for Mark.
Peter, thanks for that. Mark on the Limestone Coast. Welcome to you, Mark.
Mark.
Yeah.
You're on.
Oh. Sorry. That's my wife. How are you
Mark,
going?
You're on. Mark, you're on.
I am on.
Oh, good, Mark.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Then we
I'll tell you what, though. How lazy do you have to be to wait to get someone else to wait on hold on your behalf for you?
Well, he might have been on hold a while. He might have had a few callers going on. He might have been waiting for Blighty.
You couldn't ring up for me, could you?
I could have been on telling a story. He could have thought that he was...
Exactly what it was.
I was going to tell a story. Right. Yeah, I like this one here. This is off of Duane's show as well. So Brenda, she was the first time she's ever called a radio station. And the pipe was just getting a little bit jack of it by this stage. I think he'd had Mark, who wasn't there, and he'd had... Oh, good thanks from Marty himself. And then all of a sudden, Brenda rings up. She's never called before. This is how she thinks it went down.
Brenda in Ivanhoe. Welcome to you, Brenda. Hello, Brenda. Welcome to the program. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Do you want me to say something now or what?
Well, it's up to you, Brenda. Hold the line. We'll come back to you. And when you're ready to have your say, well, you can have your say. You've called me. I haven't called you. Tom.
Yeah. She said, well, do you want me to say something or what? Yeah, well, that's usually what happens when you call in.
It is a complicated process.
It's a tricky process. Now, we talk about the Hall of Fame sort of stuff. There should be a Hall of Fame fake laugh, yeah. Pipe's done it for a number of years. But I don't reckon he's listening to Sammy when he's talking here. So he just whipped out the fakey just in case.
If he'd signed with Segler and McAvoy already at Hawthorn.
And it looks like a club might get Ben Brown for what, a second round pick?
Straight over his head.
Come on.
Straight over his head. Throwback time.
Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Okay, this is some of, we talked about the fake laughs, we like them. Here's some of the better ones we have on Off the Record. See if you can recognise who's doing these said fake laughs.
Tell you what we should do next week is laugh quiz after 11 next week. What do you think?
Well, the quiz is having its own issues, which I don't think we need to complicate it.
Or as we're calling it, the last legs quiz.
Well, the last legs quiz gets a lot of people. They hit the dog and bone pretty quick.
You're not a succinct storyteller. That's the whole problem.
That's not true. Well, don't tell stories, Hutchie. The reality is I'm reading out questions.
I think next week, read out 10 fake laughs in the quiz and see if people can pick whose fake laugh it is.
Well, in that group just then, by the way, there was me, Dwayne, you. Who else was in there?
Kane Corns
was in there, yeah. Right, Bill Lurie, file time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Dwayne dropped it.
Answered me, yes! Every other union! Every other
union! Okay, just only one to add this week, and it's from Jared. It's only a little one.
And we're those who've toiled away in better circumstances.
Just a little voice break there, just a little one. Pretty tough to make the team this week,
tough.
But we really needed to play that promo. Plus, we've got out a bit early today, Hutch.
We're a bit light on for audio, eh?
Oh, not really. We just got there a bit quicker today for some reason. Normally, you're crapping on about your chase for charity and playing yourself and having a, whatever.
I reckon one more story from you. We'll be soon back on time schedule, I reckon. Just throw one in.